conclusion, sent forth by Christ. The best friend of St. Gregory Nazianzen was St. Basil. When, as young men in their early 20s, their personal search for a deeper understanding of the Christian faith led them by separate paths to Constantinople, they soon developed a deep respect for one another. St. Gregory's description of his friendship is hopeful. If this is not too much for me to say, we were a rule and a standard for each, by which we learned the distinction between what was right and what was not. Their friendship inspired each to grow in virtue and freedom, to be less concerned for self, and more eager to place this life at the service of others. I hope that each man reading this exhortation will experience, if he has not already done so, the blessing of good friendships like the ones between the saints. I cannot imagine what my own life would be like without the good friends that God has given me. I hope, too, that you will take what is helpful in my message, bring it to the Lord in prayer, and go forward confidently in your vocation as men. Our life in Christ is not one of do's and don'ts, but an adventure in authentic freedom. Embrace that freedom in order to place your life at the service of Christ, beginning in your home and radiating into the world. Where is the faith of our fathers now? As I write this exhortation, videos are being released documenting the barbaric practice of selling baby body parts by Planned Parenthood. Since this infamous agency receives around $500 million each year from the US government, funds to carry on their slaughter of innocents, no American citizen, and certainly no man, can remain silent about this travesty of our times. We need to get off the sidelines and stand up for life on the front lines. We need faith like that of our fathers who defended the children of previous generations and who gave up their own lives rather than abandon their faith in Christ. My sons and brothers, men of the Diocese of Phoenix, we need you to step into the breach. The Catholic Martyrs of England inspired Frederick W. Faber to write the hymn Faith of Our Fathers in AD 1849. As Faber paid tribute to the men who refused to deny Christ, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword, he also issued a call to arms for the men of succeeding generations. Join me in praying that we, men of the 21st century, will make the words of this verse our own. Faith of our fathers, chained in prisons dark, were still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be their children's fate if they, like them, could die for thee. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Promulgated on the Feast of the Archangels, September 29th, 2015. Thomas J. Olmsted, Bishop of Phoenix.